You're listening to SBS News.
Have you ever struggled to understand health information when you first visit the doctor? Are you left bewildered by technical terms or find it difficult to understand instructions on medication? Figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show 6 out of 10 Australians have low health literacy, making it difficult for them to access and use healthcare services. The Centre for Culture, Ethnicity and Health is asking health professionals to think about the language they use. Natalia Nezvadba is Manager of Multicultural Services at Mercy Health. Ms. Nezvadba says migrants often lack the knowledge to find vital information and make informed decisions about their health.
If you can't follow advice of how to manage a particular medical condition, of course you're going to have worse outcomes. We also know that people may not be aware of where to go for help and what services are available because they might not have the context of what's available here. We know overall through various studies that have been done through decades that migrants do have poorer health outcomes.
Natalia Nezvadba says it's important to engage with people from different backgrounds and learn about how they talk about health. During a session on healthy eating for diabetic pregnant women, Mercy Health engaged with 4 different cultural groups. Health professionals avoided using the term gestational diabetes and instead called it diabetes in pregnancy. Ms. Nezvadba says participants found the program had a direct positive impact.
The anxiety, number one, was reduced, that the confidence in managing their diabetes in pregnancy through diet has increased, and that as a result of receiving this information that was relevant to them and done in plain language, that they've actually changed the way they were eating because they had increased knowledge and skills.
Bernice Murphy is manager of the Centre for Culture, Ethnicity and Health. She says it's the responsibility of health practitioners and other professionals to ensure their clients understand.
So it's not about the individual getting up to speed with all medical terms. It's not up to them. They are a patient. They've come to see a professional about something, and it's incumbent on the professional to explain that to that person in a way that they can understand.
The ability to easily comprehend health advice is particularly important during the COVID-19 pandemic. Ms. Murphy says plain language is needed more than ever.
What does airborne mean, and what does droplet mean? What does isolation mean and quarantine? Are they the same thing or are they different? And get people to really understand the terms, particularly now as Victoria is coming out of lockdown and the restrictions keep changing, so we need to have ways of explaining it to people quickly.
It's a sentiment echoed by John Nguyen. The 21-year-old son of Vietnamese migrants works at the health centre on his housing estate in Melbourne's inner east and recently completed a plain language course about COVID-19. He says he now feels like he's better equipped to easily relay information about the pandemic to community members in Vietnamese.
With these terms, even if we can translate them, in the community, I noticed there's a lack of education, and so these concepts would be brand new to them as well.
He says he's also personally benefited from the course.
Like, for instance, the COVID payments, I'm actually in the process of applying for one because I had a test the other week and couldn't come to work. And so it would be a great opportunity for me to try that so that I can show that to other residents that may not have been aware of that or may have trouble with that. And so that's really a massive bonus.
Peggy Jakmelos, SBS News.